This call is being recorded.
Greetings to you.
Greetings.
I'm served here with you to assist you in any way that we're able to. And as we always say, we so enjoy these times that we can be together in this way, and are very much looking forward to the times when we can be together with you in even more profound and personal ways here. This is certainly coming. But for now, we wish to address those that are having somewhat difficulties in understanding the energies now and where they fit in the whole scheme of things here. And we say over and over that it is all about orchestration. It is all about coming together and orchestrating this entire program, this entire process. And you, each one of you, are a part of this orchestration. You must come to understand that. There is no one bigger or smaller in this whole process. Everyone just is, and everyone is a part of the all that is, the great creator, God, the God source. So everyone has their part to play, whether you consider it to be a big one or a small one. It matters not. So, and every one of you, everyone that resonates to these words as we are giving them now, and that you are on the call or you are here in person, you are certainly ones that are considered the light workers and the light warriors, and are the ones that are going to be experiencing more fully and most fully this particular ascension process as it continues on. That is not to say that there are not those that would maybe not be considered light workers that are not going to ascend. They are as well. As a matter of fact, the largest portion of humanity is going to go through this ascension. There are certainly going to be those that will not, by their own choice. There are those that are the ones that we have been calling the cabal or the various dark forces. They are ones that are going to be able to make a choice. They have been given the choice, and some are moving even now as we speak over into the light. They are renouncing the dark force within them, and they are finding the light side within themselves and are moving in that direction. There are those that have also been given this choice, and they are choosing to stick it out to the very end and to do all that they can to take down as many with them as they can. That is their choice as well. But they will be dealt with in this, in the respect that they are dealing with others. So it will come back to them, certainly, as a cause and effect type of situation. But not to be concerned about that. The idea for all is to find forgiveness, to be in a loving environment as much as possible, and to find forgiveness for all. That is all across the entire planet, no matter what they have done. We know that can be very difficult because some have harmed you at a personal level, and it is difficult then to forgive and forget. We are not saying, though, to forget all of this. We are not saying to forget your pain or anything of this nature. We are saying to move on past it. We are saying to forgive those who have had a difficult time in coming to understanding their light within them. For everyone has the light within them. Just some, it shines more brightly than in others. For those of you that have resonated to these words, your light, your flame burns brightly within you and has for many lifetimes here. And this particular lifetime, though, it has flamed to a great deal and has become the violet flame within you. And this I Am presence is coming back into the understanding of man, and it is becoming something that is engulfing and taking over in many respects the lower personalities within you and the ego centers of the lower ego parts of yourself. So everything is proceeding exactly as it needs to, and everything is in the perfect now. And the more that you come to understand that you are in this perfect now at every moment, then you will continue to move on in this process and be able to just simply go with the flow here. So that is what we recommend. Go with the flow, be at peace, be in the now, and everything will work out exactly as it needs to. Okay?
Okay.
We are standing by here now with the Shira, or rather Shira is standing by with us. And we are ready for questions, if there are any here. Any questions out there?
Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
Recently, I began to understand the concept of parallel lives. And I listened to a channel that explained parallel lives, and that we as a soul can participate in multiple lifetimes at once, and that if we have a life where our soul chooses to have the female and male counterpart alive at the same time, that's a twin flame. And my question is, I have lots of questions, but the question that I have is, how many parallel lives are we capable of participating in at one time?
We would say, in answer to this, there is no numerology that can help you understand this. It is infinite. It is whatever it is in the moment. So a particular soul that puts down various personalities can do this a numerous number of times. Just depends on what is needed at the time. And it is not something, though, that can be, you can put a quantitative understanding to at this moment. But to answer your question directly, there is multiple personalities or many divisions that can happen from a soul at the higher levels, from the monad down.
So can there be human lifetimes being lived by one soul at the same time?
Yes.
Okay, then the question that I would have then is, as it appears that the reason the soul does that is to exponentially increase understanding and learning for that being.
That is partially correct, yes.
And my question is, are the multiple lives that a soul issues, do they all have the same focus, and will they all ascend at the same time?
No.
They don't have the same focus?
Not necessarily.
Oh.
For they are individual personalities, and individual personalities will evolve at whatever rate they do. But at the end, in the end of all, they will all come together, and everything, all will ascend. There is literally no one left behind.
And one more thing is, when an individual like myself recognizes another individual at a deep level, just maybe meeting them for the first time, or him or her for the first time, and recognizes that individual at some knowing level, does that mean that that person is part of that soul?
It is very possible, but not always the case. Shira, do you have anything to add here to this?
No, you've done a wonderful job. This is one of those concepts that tends to confuse people so much that it is not something that is generally brought before the audience, let us say. So now that you have had this information come into your mind, for instance, look at all the different ways that you can think about things and juxtapose things. And is it not enough to think about lives, present, past, and future, but also think now about present lives at the same time from the same soul group? How confusing.
Oh, I'm not confused at all.
How confusing.
I love it. I'm excited by it.
Good for you. Good for you. I'm not going to add a lot, but One Who Serves did wonderfully. But just to say that, you know, this is another way that you are going to be experiencing your lives and understanding them from a different viewpoint. So, take time and really, really dig into this, Joanna.
Yes, and this is an indication of the ascension process that is going on. So you are firmly within it, and these ideas that you have, that you are moving in your advanced state as far as your ascension process goes. You may not feel that you are advanced in any way, but we can assure you that all that are on this call and participating in this way are in a more advanced state in this ascension here. Any further questions here? Anyone
this is
on
the
phone with so go ahead.
I took my speaker off, so can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Wonderful. Just a comment, follow-up from your question, Joanna, and thank you for asking that. Something that I sometimes do is to send love to my past, present, future selves and lives, as well as my parallel lives, hoping that, you know, by sending my love to them and in their lifetimes, wherever they may be, whatever planet, whatever dimension, that that is helpful to them. Anyway,
I love it.
Other.
Thank you.
Yes. And
yeah.
you will find, as an answer to this comment and the questions earlier, you will find in the not too far off future that these particular concepts will become commonplace. Just as you're thinking in terms of extraterrestrial life out there, maybe 20, 30 years ago, most would say that is not real, it is not happening, there is no life outside of here. Now, when you ask that question, everyone looks at you like, what, are you crazy? Of course there is. How could we possibly be the only ones out there here in the universe here? So it is becoming that more and more as you are moving in progression here and understanding and moving up in vibration, all of these questions will become more answerable through your connection to your higher self. So it will become more and more commonplace for these types of questions and answers. Anything to add here?
And if I can, I do have a question that I'd like to ask in regard to myself in relation to a comment of going with the flow, One Who Serves. So I'm noticing what I described as this hypersensitivity and to situations, to people, to, you know, the to-do list of things to get done in the day. And, you know, for example, this morning I felt some irritation at with some noise when I wanted to meditate, and I decided go with the flow, allow the noise, drop the irritation, go into my heart and just be despite the noise and let go of the irritation. You know, is going with the flow, maybe it's both. I mean, making choices so that you do find yourself in stillness and nature more often, or are you to strive to be in your heart no matter what's in front of you?
Does that make sense, that question? Yes, going with the flow is not going against your resistance. It is allowing the process to develop within you and to go along with it, to follow the guidance of your higher self in whatever way it whispers to you as you move along. It is to simply as you would be in a boat, a canoe or a raft of some type, and go in this along the stream without having to fight against the current. Just go along with it. And occasionally, though, you do need to steer the boat. You do need to paddle here and there and turn it and somewhat help to guide the whole process. And to sometimes you have to move the paddle so that you move into the current more. And that is something that can come up where you have to take action. You cannot simply sit back and expect everything to happen exactly as you want it to. Because if you sit back and do nothing, that's exactly what you will get. So go with the flow, yes, but also take action along the way when it is needed. And follow the guidance of your higher self. Ishira, anything to add here?
No, I think that was splendid. Thank you.
One who serves, I just had a little bit of an insight, and I want to say it. The way that you answered Sue, I realized that, you know, many years ago I was trained on what you resist will persist. And it's hard to understand that because we want to resist the negative feelings. So to me, my judgment of frustration is a negative feeling. However, if we become that which observes the frustration rather than feel the frustration, that which observes the frustration, we can move past it. So I'm thinking that what you resist persists means that to go with the flow means to go with the frustration, but see it for what it is. It's just a response, an ego response.
Yes.
It is a program.
That is correct. Be in the moment. Whatever that moment brings, be in that moment.
And allow it, right?
And allow it, yes.
Okay.
If it is frustration, if it is even a bout of anger, feel it and then move beyond it. Do not fight against it.
Yeah.
That is
okay.
Fighting the resistance. That is going against the flow then.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Mahendran, you had a question?
Yes. Hi, Sheeta. I wanted to ask, for an example, there is a soul that said yes for ascension, came onto a body and going through this process right now, but it's in the part of the world where they are struggling for survival, for food and water and shelter. And we are asking this question at the soul level, are you saying yes or no? And they are not even aware of, you know, the decision they made, and they are here now. But they couldn't see beyond their basic survival issues to see what the process is going on and, get onto this energies, getting initiated, saying yes and no. Now, you know, when we approach people like this, shouldn't we give them a snapshot of all the lifetimes they had so they know who they really are so they can say yes? Both on the light side and the dark side I'm talking about, because they lost everything and they are right now with struggling with survival issues, how they are going to make a decision, yes, I want to see beyond this, yes, I want to transcend this, yes, I want to ascend. It feels to me like a very difficult process for ascended masters and others who are going to approach them in coming weeks and months.
Sierra, do you wish to
start with this one? Yes, it feels like a very difficult challenge for you, my friend. First, one needs to meet the needs of humans, the needs for nutrition, for food, for shelter, for clothing. Those are all things that people need to have at some level. One can build a question of ascension. You can talk about that, build it in other people, but until the person's basic needs are met, they're not going to be able to move into a new area of thought and work and progress. So that is what we would say, is they would need to meet their needs first and then move into the ascension conversation. I do not know who would do a past life reading for them. You did not say that. But, you know, if they're already a spiritual being, they already believe in these things, and you want to give them a shred of hope, talk about ascension. But talk about it in ways, as we have discussed, spoonfuls, not tablespoons, not cups, spoonfuls. Meet the needs and answer questions, a small dollop at a time, one who serves.
Very good. Does this answer your question, Mahendra?
Yes, one who serves. I think that's the reason why we are bringing in the abundance first, to answer their basic survival needs and then talk about ascensions, I guess.
Yes,
and also there is also the idea that there is the personality and the higher self and also the collective consciousness all involved here. So it is not just the personality that has the decision or choice to make here. So even though the personality itself may not have any understanding of any of this, may not even know that there is a choice to make here, the higher self is making that choice and is moving the particular personality in the direction that it needs to go, whether it is to move through the ascension process or decide it is not time yet and to continue on in the 3D evolution here. But also must add here that there will be much information that will come to even those that are asleep at this time now. So they will be given the opportunity in an awakened state to make this type of choice here.
Okay. Thanks. Yes.
Any further questions here?
Yes. One who serves?
Yes.
I have a question. I have sensed that and you have said, I believe, that there's more than one person behind your personality. Is that correct?
We were speaking in terms of the higher self as the guiding factor, you might say.
Oh. Well, I'm picking up that you have Sananda with you at certain times. Am I correct?
Yes, certainly.
And so when you speak, he may be speaking through you.
Not so much speaking through we, the one who serves, but through this one, James, certainly. And but we think what you are referring to is that the Sananda is somewhat looking over our shoulder, you might say, and assisting us in what we can and cannot say here. As is Ashtar and others, like Archangel Michael, we have the connection with all of them. They are all our buddies here, you might say. But they are also ones that we would consider our mentors as well. So is this what you are meaning here?
Well, I just have felt that personality occasionally, and I don't know if it's as a mentor, but you say we, so it's like part of the we, and an overseer, as you say. That's how I feel.
Yes, and when we say we here, we are speaking of the one who serves collective here, the several of us that have taken on this moniker or this title, and are going by the idea and understanding of one who serves here. We are several individuals, though, making this up. Does this make sense to you?
Yes. So I still believe it.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
I want to ask about... Is there anybody on the phone? Because I don't want to take up the time if there's someone else that wants to ask a question.
Well, I do want to ask another question, but when you're through, I'll ask it.
Go ahead and ask your question.
All right. This is Robin again. I'm wondering if what happened to me in the middle of the night, which felt to help with the effort on getting rid of the dark or helping the dark to move along, and I'm very excited to hear that some of the dark are moving to the light and being more comfortable with that. And I'm wondering if that has something to do with the RV.
Sierra, do you want to address this?
She's asking about the RV after all of that? Yes. The RV, ma'am, is all part of all of this ascension process. And as we have said many, many times, that all of the different aspects are going to be rolling out about the same time. And we are not going to say which is going to be first, which is going to be second, because it's all rolling out together. And when people are in the places where they need to be, and things are in the places they are set to be, then everything will unfold. So be of good cheer, for the time is near.
Good. Then does that mean that some of the higher dark got taken out last night to a better place or to more comfort?
It's not so much last night. It is something that is ongoing, and it has been happening for a while now, and is continuing on in the process. It is all about a part of this great orchestration that is occurring here in many different levels.
Okay.
Before you ask your question here, Joanna, we are finding a question here within the James that has been asked of him through your email process. And the question is about the orbs that were seen around the moon. And in your picture that has gone out across the internet, or at least to your group here. And the answer to that is yes, they are orbs, they are ships, they are beings, all of the above. They are shown in the picture, not from the naked eye directly, but they can be shown within a picture, within the photography. And it is not a figment of your imagination, and it is not the trick within the camera or anything of this nature. It is the real. They are being shown here in this respect as a glimpse through the veil here. And there are many more than what were shown in that picture.
Wow.
Anything to add here, Ashira?
Oh, we love this. Thank you.
Joanna, your question now?
Okay. I have two questions. One is about asking about the movie Interstellar. Was that a depiction of parallel lives?
Yes, and also it was a depiction of the dimensional aspects of life.
Okay, which is parallel.
And look at it in that respect, yes.
Okay. Okay, so I wanted to,
not necessarily parallel, though.
Well, it dawned on me that parallel could mean multidimensional as well.
Yes.
Okay, so I just wanted to ask about that, because as soon as I understood about the parallel lives, I recalled a scene in Interstellar, and I was wondering if that was a way for our consciousness to move in that direction by that movie.
Yes, and since you have brought up this movie, it would behoove all to watch this movie, but from a understanding of the higher levels here,
yes,
that you have reached as far as dimensional travel and the idea of the other dimensions. Come to understand it in that respect, and the movie will make a great deal of sense to you and will create a space for looking for more understanding.
Yeah.
That is what it will do for you. And the more that you come to understand all of these concepts we are giving, and helping you to remember, because always understand, you had it all before. This is all just bringing it back to your remembrance. So a movie such as this can help great deal as you are moving up in the higher vibrations and more ready for these types of things. This is the future, people. This is what your movies are going to be more about in the times coming. You will say goodbye to all of the various horror movies and all of these things. They will not be there anymore, as consciousness, collective consciousness, will not allow it.
Good.
Anything to add here, Ashira?
No, thank you.
And then my next question is on the lines of what Mahendran was saying about the individual that is fighting for their survival. I wanted to ask if, because there's many on the planet that are fighting for their survival, there's terrible things happening. And I want to ask if that imbalance that's continuing is a result of karma.
Ashira, do you want to address this here?
Things can be a result of karma. It's what has brought people to this point in time. However, time is changing. You know that the time is changing. The time is changing quickly. Time is changing to bring balance. To bring balance to all things, to all people, to help people to have enough to eat, to have covers over their head, clothes on their body, to move forward into this new world. All of this is just waiting to happen. And it's in the process now. It has been in the process. And each and every day, this is unfolding. People are no longer building karma for the future. People are now moving into a time of balance in their lives. One who serves.
Yes, and we would like you to think about not using the word karma anymore, more of a cause and effect, because karma has a negative connotation to it predominantly. There is certainly positive karma, but there is more greater negative karma because of the programming that you have become accustomed to from the cabal, the overlords here. And they have created this whole karmic situation here, and coming back and coming back and coming back, because you need to continue or balance out your karma. But this idea is going to be become antiquated in a great deal, and you are going to move to a point of universal cause and effect. This will be a difference here, great difference, and it will move you more and more out of the sense of duality here. Not that there will not be duality in the fifth and higher dimensions, but it is nothing like what you have here. Does this answer your question?
Well, it's semantics.
Please do not understand what you mean by this.
Well, when you're saying it's cause and effect, that's what karma is.
That is correct. But the idea of karma has a very much more negative connotation here. An eye for an eye, for instance. This is not what it is meant to be. This is the cabal has created this particular programming here.
So the cabal created karma?
No. The cabal has emphasized this idea of negative karma and an eye for an eye.
Oh, got it. Okay.
You see?
But we all, as souls, progressing through our journey, have accumulated the effects of cause and the causes of effects.
That is correct. But through grace, you have transcended all of this from the past times. That does not mean you cannot continue to and will not continue to have cause and effect. You will. But your past times have been largely washed away here. With the exception of contracts, the idea of karma is become past tense.
This is something to be. Everyone should be congratulated on.
This is a
big move forward. A big move forward for all of humanity, Joanna.
Yeah.
So does cause and effect, does the effect of cause be more of a higher vibration when the human or the being chooses a divine choice versus a third dimensional ego choice? Like, for example, when one who serves was saying, I think it was the one who serves you, the one who serves, about forgiveness and about love and forgive all in the beginning when you started speaking.
Yes.
The reason I'm asking this is because we were talking about choice. James and I were talking about choice the other day, like what is a choice? And I came to the conclusion as you were speaking, and I wanted to share this, that choice largely is programming. Unless the choice is a difficult choice, like to forgive or to love or to understand or to show compassion, are those things that humans have been deprogrammed of. So my question is, does cause and effect have a lesser cause and a lesser effect when the choice is to love and to forgive?
When you are speaking in terms of the higher vibrational understandings of this particular concept, in terms of universal language, in terms of universal cause and effect, this is a greatly different type of understanding here. You are speaking in terms of a higher level knowing here, that the idea of cause and effect is a universal concept. And the idea, again, of a karmic or choices made by the personality is if they are not connected or do not feel the connection with their higher self, then this is at a more of a karmic understanding then. But as you are moving up in vibration and you are connecting with your higher self and you and your father and mother are one, then all of this is, it is again at the universal concept here.
So it's a non-choice. It's just a beingness.
That is correct.
Got it. Thank you.
The higher the vibration, it becomes a beingness. Yes.
Beautiful.
And the concept of choosing right or wrong does not even equate here anymore.
Right.
There is only the right or the following the universal laws. Anything to add here, Ishira?
No, I think you. Wow. You tread that perfectly. Thank you.
Yes.
Wow.
Isn't it? It's like tuning free will choice to be in harmony with, free will into harmony with divine will.
Correct.
And
yes.
Then we're like angelic.
Yes.
Okay.
And there's no need for free will.
We'll always have free will. That is something here in this universe.
Yeah.
This is a free will universe.
I think
it will always be that way.
But I think what I'm saying is the version of free will that humans practice is having a choice.
That is correct.
So, and we have a choice because we live dualistically. And if we are going to ascend to the divine will, there's no more duality.
There is not as much duality.
Oh, there's still duality?
Yes, it is different,
wow.
But the choices as you are making them become non-existent because there would be no choice for, say, darkness over light.
Well, then where would there be a choice?
Other types of things.
Could I have an example?
Yes, in terms of the levels of love and understanding and oneness, this is where you would be making all of your various understandings and choices here. It would not be a question of right or wrong, or you could make a choice, of course, between going left or going right.
Mm.
That is still duality, is
okay.
It not?
Yeah.
You see?
Okay.
Or something is hot or cold. That is still there.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand. I think I understand.
Again, you are dealing here with very much higher level concepts that the normal, and we do not like to use this term, or the average, we will say, three-dimensional consciousness has no understanding of here.
Right, it's like the degree of choice.
Yeah, I got that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That makes- Bashir, anything to add?
I wish I did. This has been very stimulating. Thank you.
I have a question, sir, and ma'am. Now, I had an understanding just a little bit different, and I'm hoping you can straighten me out on it, please.
We'll do our best.
Yeah, I know you will. And that is that when we go into the fifth dimension and up, the only choice we have is to love. And then I was thinking in my mind that we don't have the free will like we do here because we're here with free will without any rules. And that was an experiment thing to see. Other planets had to have rules with free will. I don't know if we came out on top or not because that was supposedly an experiment. Have we done well? Have we done well? Well, to me, with all this murdering and criminal acting, but is an illusion also. I'm mixed up. You can tell, can't you?
In coming through this experiment, you have done exceedingly well.
Thank you.
All of us have done exceedingly well through this entire experiment. But it is time for this experiment to end. It is time to move up into the higher vibrations. It is time to move to a point where, and when you are moving into the lower levels of the fifth dimension, you will still experience, as we are saying, duality. It is not all love and nothing else. Although certainly that is the ideal. That is what you are striving for. But as you move into the higher vibrations, the higher levels of the fifth dimension and beyond, then your understanding of love becomes entirely different than what it is here at the three-dimensional understanding in terms of unconditional love. More of what your various animals exhibit here as to unconditional love. They are here to teach you this, to teach you that this is really love.
My cat's taught me a lot about that. Yes. Go ahead. I'm sorry. You were finished.
That's all right. It's all right, Rita. Indeed, people's pets, people's animals are harbingers for that unconditional love that is in their lives, always with you, always loving you, always annoying you, being underfoot. They're apart. They've been holding these doors open, trying to exhibit that unconditional love to humankind to help you move through those doors of ascension.
Well, thank you so much. That makes sense. My cat is doing it, no kidding. When she hears us chanting, because I have it on speaker, she comes into my office and starts meowing. Now, she must feel something from that chanting for her to come in here and meow. And I have to make sure I'm on mute so it doesn't hurt or interrupt. But she comes right wherever she's at. If she's inside, she comes right in here and starts meowing when she hears this chanting. Now, she must...
Did you hear the dogs here chanting along with here?
No, I didn't.
Well, there were dogs.
They were there. If you can listen to the recording, they were there. They were singing their song.
Oh, how precious. Well, I'll tell you. Oh, she sings in her own way. I could see her evolving as the years have gone by, how much smarter and how much wiser, and she's taught me a lot with as far as unconditional love.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess we have to ask who's the real animal.
I beg your pardon?
I'm making a joke, but I'm saying I guess we have to ask who's who's really the animal.
Yeah, right. I see, yeah.
And also, Mike, it's been clarified for me, Rita, I hope I understand this correctly from one who serves, it's been clarified for me that as we move up in consciousness, we be love rather than choose love.
Very good.
Very good.
Yes.
Good, yeah. Good.
I, golly, I think she's got it.
I know
you explain it that way.
I got it too.
Are there any other questions here?
Yeah, this is Christine. I have a question.
Yes.
I got hurt at work today, and this is the third time I've hurt a finger, and I'm not one that usually gets hurt. Is my higher self trying to tell me something, or these things are usually happening in moments of frustration and aggravation? Is it just the energy causing it due to the situation, or is my higher self trying to get my attention with something by me getting hurt?
Kira?
Dear Christine, your life seems like it's still on edge. Is that true?
Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, very much so. So, dear one, your higher self is there to help you, there to guide you. If you feel that that guidance is that you need to leave this job, I know that we have discussed this with you over the many months. And it may be that if this is what is happening, that it is time to seriously consider what you could do differently. How could you earn a living and do something that brings you pleasure, brings you satisfaction, makes you smile? That is what we would say at this moment. One who serves.
Yes, and understand that what you are going through, many others are going through, and yes, it is the energies that are increasing, and some are dealing with them in different ways than others. So if you are experiencing various types of distress and frustration and different things that are coming up, it is something that is going to pass. It is not something that is permanent. All of this will work its way through. As you continue to move up in vibration, none of this even becomes an issue anymore. And you'll find as you move up in vibration and find that there is no issue to this, then you will even move higher in vibration, and so on and so on. And this is where you continue to move up in your frequencies here. This goes not only for this one who is asking the question, but for all across the entire planet. It is all about increasing frequencies. And as the collective consciousness increases frequencies, then the event is looming here. Any further questions here? Then we are ready to release channel. Shanti, peace be with you.
Thank
either
you.
One.
God bless you.
Peace be with you.
I am Ashira. Thank you for your time tonight, time spent in good conversation, time spent in listening to conversations between each of you before we even began our channeling. We know that you are watching every day with hopes that this is the day to see changes. We know that this is the time where we also expect to see changes. So be of positive cheer. Be of positive means. Go forward knowing that the world is changing. The world is in its now status and is unfolding presently. I give you my love and my blessings. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you.
Namaste. Thank you.
Thank you.